If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
You know, my kids are older now, and sure, my lot, tell you what's a surprise to them, waking up in the morning, that's what surprised them.
Surprise them.
I go in, I was in the twins' bedroom. Jesus Christ.
Always the twins.
I love twins.
The twins.
Oh, I love twins. And I have an older girl now, Caroline is her name. She was over, she said, I'm doing the Australia thing. I said, right, at this point, I said, Caroline, go for it. Because you know what? She gives you so many ideas of what she wants, this, that, and the other, that I've gone to the point now. Do you know what I say to her? I say, you go for it, Caroline. You go for it. She saved the money. She got the thing, get the visa, this, that, and the other. She went over. She rings me. She says, Mom, I said, what? She says, Mom, I can't get a job. And I said, look, why don't you try this? Have you no contact? She says, Mom, I want to come home. I said, give us a week. I said, give us a week. Next thing you know, flash forward a week and a half, and myself and Derek are in Dublin Airport at the arrivals, and she came in at 4 a.m.
Oh my God.
And I said, Caroline, you can't keep on at this. Do you know that kind of way? And I was saying, she's, you know.
Was it the boyfriend?
The schemes. No, he's dust. He's bit the dust. Don't know what he's doing. He's a fucking idiot, if you ask me. But anyway, listen, no, look, I'm at pains with it. Do you know what I mean? I'm pulling my hair out with Caroline. Because she's bright, that's the thing.
They're attractive.
I am very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Anmil Ceadagam ag dul go dtí an Rira.
Oh, stop.
Oh, look, stop.
It's so tempting to do a little Gaeilge joke about Rira because it's in Rira. But Rira is the beer that sponsored this podcast. A light and fresh lager brewed in Kilcool, County Wicklow.
And you know what? I like when I'm getting a lager, I like it to be Irish. Irish lager for Irish people. I know, but they're very...
I know, and credit where it's due to Rira, because where a lot of people are put up the price of their pint, Rira or deliberately are not.
Yes.
So stick it independent. If you want to save money on the price of your pint, get yourself a pint of Rira.
Get a little busca. That's what they're called, isn't it?
A little busca.
A little busca of
Rira. Or a Molly. A Molly, a canny as well.
Molly canny. They've got it all.
The way to make a bag of cans is get a bag and put cans in it, and you can get Rira cans and put them in, and that makes any bag a bag of cans. Rira, Grub Markov.
Thanks for sponsoring.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Well,
hi.
They're at the door.
Welcome to Young Hot Guys with me, Tony Cantwell.
Killian Shane and Byrne.
Shut up.
Killian Shane Daniel Byrne? Shane.
Did you just propose to me?
I just think bring them in a little bit.
Killian Daniel Byrne Sunderman.
Van Sunder.
We are the Van Sunders. No, I just, like, hello. Welcome in.
Hello.
This is the podcast. Hello.
What did you say? Tia Gwit.
Behave.
How are you guys getting on?
Somebody complimented me on saying Grumha Gwiv on this podcast. And I feel like I come across, I just want to say to the Gaelgori community, like, I'm not a real Gaelgore. Neelam Leafa.
Oh, what a humble brag.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Guys, everyone's convincing me for being a Gaelgore.
No, because I know the few bits, and of course, Tablas Intach Gum. You know,
Gaelgore more like.
Look, please, I'm not actually gay.
But I do speak Irish.
Just for marketing. It works.
It does work.
Yeah, you sold out. It works.
Yeah, it's great.
I got to find you arrogant, man. No, I didn't.
I think it's great to use the couple focal, as they say.
What swear do you just fucking say?
Couple focal. Yeah.
I can't say that. I'm sorry about this, guys.
Fuckled or fuckled free, fuckled. There's a kind of like, and it's true, it is, what is it? Like an anti colonialist kind of thing.
I like
thing.
It, but sometimes it sounds forced. It depends
but
who's
sometimes
doing it.
Sometimes it's like,
if someone's like, can you pass the banya? I'm like, fuck off. Yeah. I mean, no one says that. Ishke, well, you get away with it.
Yeah.
Ishke.
I'll say banya. I don't mind banya.
Sometimes it just feels a bit, I don't know.
What about im?
Im?
Butter.
Is it butter?
Yeah.
Ishbini, I like.
Oh, yeah.
Ishbini is a funny word, though.
Isk.
Yisk.
Yisk, yeah.
Made famous by the Tony Cantwell video, Plune.
Oh, I didn't mean to bring it up.
Yisk was actually my favourite. I know Plune is the one, but I found Yisk more grandeur for me. Yeah.
What's that?
Funny.
Oh, fuck off.
I use the couple of fuckle. It's good, but just know that for people who don't speak Irish, it hurts us because we feel left out.
You are already bilingual already.
It's no, it's great. And like, you know, we'll do an all Oscailga podcast after this.
We will. Yeah. We're going to a Gaeltacht area. We're going to perform a live podcast. It's going to be an hour of us asking, and we'll Ceadagam Dougherty and Leathris over and over again.
Máis Seada Holly.
Máis Seada Holly. Shane will probably do some riffing for a while and then we'll go to the Leathris again.
Yeah. We'll just keep saying that.
Lechaile. We'll go to Leathris together. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Something cool about my week is I jumped on the bandwagon that is the League of Ireland football.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Shells. Born red, die red.
Nice.
You're a Shells fan?
Oh, yeah. Born red, die red.
I like the red Shells in Mario Kart.
We used to call them Heat Seekers.
That's good.
Mm. Are the red ones the ones that can focus in?
Yes. Yeah, they'll get the next guy. Is that your team? How is that your team? How do you pick that? Because your local team.
Well,
you live around.
Would it be Bray Wanderers? Or would it be UCD?
It would be like, UCD actually. Yeah.
UCD.
Well,
yeah. Division two.
They're Division two.
They're Division two.
I grew up without a real loyalty to any of the teams.
And you grew up kind of without a father figure.
Yeah. I love you and you see me. We are the boys from UCD.
Actually, there is a chant. I've been a Bray Wanderers for many a year, and I spent all my money on Bray Wanderers gear. The t-shirts, the socks, the scarves and the hat. Well, we're not Barcelona, thank fuck, we're not Pats, and it's no.
That's no Bray, never.
Bray Wanderers they're a Wicklow team. I'm a Dublin man, I couldn't really support them. And then I lived in East Wall for a few years, so I kind of, and so that's very close to Tolka Park. So, and then also I helped shoot a music video in Tolka Park once, and I have a few friends who go there, and Bows are very cool, and they're also that little bit further away, so I decided Shells is the place for me. Also Damien Duff is their manager now, and so I kind of just feel like he's the coolest guy ever, and he's my favorite footballer probably of all time, so why not jump on the bandwagon? They're also coming first, but that's got nothing to do with it.
We're a Bows group. Personally,
yeah.
Just my mates are into Bows. I think they're more into the kits, to be honest. Bob Marley.
I mean, the Bows kits are ridiculous.
They're unreal.
They're so cool.
It's very clever.
Just, I will say, I'm Rovers till I die. come on, the Hoops.
I have been to matches, and I like hanging out with my friends, and that's why I go.
Yeah.
But I would genuinely rather watch paint dry, and I think we'd have more to talk about watching paint dry. Like, I think we'd riff better, and we'd have, you know, we're not talking. Can't bring booze there. It's always nil all. Or Bows lose.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
It was a nil all. But what was funny was we were sitting there with Rory, and
you're with Rory stories.
And there was three Germans behind us, and we were making a joke because Damien Duff recently, like in an interview, was like, yeah, the League of Ireland's doing very well at the minute. Like, why is that? And he said, because it's the greatest league in the world. Which he said, and you can see him kind of smirk a little and go like, I didn't just say that. And then the interviewer kind of goes, and he goes, no, it is. And he doubles down and he goes, no, it is. It's the greatest league in the world.
Who was saying this?
Damien Duff. He said it, which it is.
Manager of.
And so we were like,
I know who Damien Duff is.
Okay.
We were like, obviously the Germans are here to check out the greatest league in the world, which is they're here. And the Germans were fucking talking. Even though I wasn't with them, I was kind of like, embarrassed for it. I was kind of like, no, you're talking German too loudly or something like that. But anyway, the lad had his phone out. He was some tech whiz kid. He was like a super football nerd, but also tech guy. And he was calling out. He had every player, all their stats. He was like, oh, this guy played for Wolverhampton's in the youth system when he was 17 years old. And he's like pulling all these stats out. He's like, this player, the player, the striker there for Derry City, he is, he did 1 year in Ottawa. Ottawa. He was playing in the American system. But it was good crack.
This guy League is shit in FIFA. Now, this guy is also shit in FIFA. I'm just looking at the FIFA stats. This guy is 51 in dribbling, so this will be good.
I really recommend jumping aboard the League of Ireland bandwagon. It's good. It's you know, it's all part of my community thing.
Sure.
The thing where I'm trying to like just
pretend like a normal person,
pretend and like not a normal person,
and not a comedian up here.
Yeah.
Who sits on a bus part and thinks people. I'm a different person.
No, it's just community. It's nice. It's
beautiful.
And it's like good crack. It's good watching the game. Will Jarvis on the wing. He's great. I kind of like, is he wasting him out there on the left wing? I don't know, but there you go.
I'll take your word for it. I find that it's very, some lads to be shouting a little bit too much and a little, like there's kids and stuff. I find, I found at the Bows matches, people are shouting all sorts of trash.
Yeah. Well, vulgar. There is.
Vulgar. Not like me.
What's interesting about, the game, which I didn't know about Chels, but sitting in the stadium. So you have the manager, Damien Duff, who's the manager. But what I didn't, just from hearing the people shouting and stuff, actually the entire crowd is also seemingly managers as well. It's incredible, because they also give their advice on their sort of opinions on how the game should be played. And sometimes they give some feedback to the players and sort of give them encouragement. It's always sort of encouragement, sort of veiled in criticism, that kind of way that people often say is good, like some things like you're fucking shite and that kind of thing, to kind of like up their spirits and stuff like that.
Do you know what I always find? They're always shouting stuff like, you know, pass it, he's open, but they're never like, score a goal. And I'm like, why isn't everyone just shouting score a goal? You're giving them, I mean, I know you're kind of looking at the micro, you should be looking at the macro here. Win! Win! Yes!
There's something,
I told them to do that.
To football, that people repeat the word three times, always. Pass, pass, pass! Go, go, go!
I was forced into a game of football for my brother-in-law's stag.
Oh, God.
And there was like 10 people. And I was like, I'm not playing. And they're like, there's 10. Like, can you not? You know, it would be 4 versus 5. And so I eventually played or whatever. And I never played 5-a-side. And they were running around and everyone started shouting like, house, house. Mm. And I was like, what?
I know what that means.
And I was like, what? House.
House.
House, house, house. And I was like asking them and they fucking cracked up laughing. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Why is everyone shouting house?
Yeah.
I was like, mind your house. What does that mean?
Someone's coming up behind you in an area that you're unaware of.
I knew that.
You knew that.
I like all this. Well, I like and I loathe in equal measure maybe, but I like all the stupid. Chance went begging. I love all the little expressions.
Chance went begging?
Chance went begging there.
Oh, yeah.
Love that kind of thing.
Finish our dinner! No, that's not one.
With like the shot. You're unable to complete the shot and kick it into the goal.
Mm.
Well, maybe you're nervous.
Yeah, well, no, they are nervous. There's fucking thousands of managers in the stadium shouting at them, telling them what to do. It was a nil all, but it reminded me of this. we were like, next time we'll get to see a goal.
What a waste of time!
No, it was. It was fucking. It was great fun.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, but it reminded me of this clip I got of John Giles and Eamon Dunphy were on a podcast talking to each other. Two famous great players for Ireland and great pundits who are very fun and entertaining to watch on the telly. And I found a clip of them talking about football players. Mm-hmm. And they're two old Dublin men.
They're players.
And they like chatting in the way that old Dublin men do. And they just, in this conversation, said the word players so much that I just found it very funny. So I sort of edited out all the bits that make any sense really and just cut it together so that it just sounds like them saying the word. And I actually didn't have to do very much editing on this clip. This is kind of almost word for word what they say, but just listen to how much they say players. Again, I edited slightly.
Reminds me now, John, one of our great players, of the players who played on Friday night. He's the only player to play that way, despite the players he had.
You have to look at the players you have at your disposal.
Yes.
This is the way we're going to play.
And is it your view that what dictates the way you play are the players you've got?
Exactly. Yeah. And we played in the way that we had to play, which was very, very difficult. But we had to play, and that's why we got a bad name, because it was very tough the way Leeds played. Playing the way we played.
You've got your players for 12 months of the year playing as players.
We play in the way, the players that you have at your disposal.
Amen.
This is the way we're going to play.
Right.
What players do I have that you can pick to say this is the way we're going to play? He was one of our favourites, a real player. You have the players. If you don't have the players, it's very, very difficult.
Players pulling out because they were injured. Players.
How are you playing? You didn't like the way Jack played. I didn't like the way Jack played.
No.
Because he didn't believe in the way they played.
Only one player.
I definitely would have had better players.
And Premier League players, as it were. It was all Premier League players. Yeah.
Okay, okay. That's,
oh, my God.
Isn't that so funny?
Oh.
The men. Players playing as players. That's a sentence he said. I didn't edit that.
Players playing as players. It sounds as well like after that, that neither of them, a minute later, would remember they even had a conversation. Do you know what I mean? They would just be like, what happened?
I met Eamon Dunphy in a lock-in in the Mercantile.
Oh, nice.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
He was with a girl off The Apprentice. And I say girl because she was a very young woman.
Mm.
There you go.
And he was talking to you?
We met briefly. I actually have them saved on my laptop home page for years, and it's in a folder called For Ben, because it was with my friend Ben.
Oh yeah.
And I keep meaning to send them to Ben, but I never do. So
careful what you say. Eamon Dunphy will go after us.
I've said nothing but the truth.
Yeah, but he does a podcast himself, and he's like, he will like go after three little fuckers. Three laughing little, at me like I just I'm scared of him.
No, he's used
they got
to
a, they got a podcast it's called three little fuckers.
I'm sure he's used to boys saying things about him. Yeah,
I like Eamon. I think he's a good crack. I'm just I saying like that because I'm scared.
I like John Dawes. During the COVID, John Dawes was on. He was very nervous of the COVID, you know, he's in his 80s or whatever, and he was on when Claire Byrne Live was on TV bringing us such greats as the dummies in the plane and all that stuff.
Oh yes.
And he said, it's different for you, Claire. You're a young girl, Claire. And he meant it like wholeheartedly. Yeah. He's like, you're a young girl. Like, because he's old. And she was like, well, I'm not that young. I was like, Claire, not about you. Right, zoom out, Claire.
How many years, though, that panel that we're on?
And like, oh, it's amazing.
And like, second captains existed at that time. Do you know what I mean? Like, actual good, like, charismatic commentary, you know, informed, well-researched, actual sports journalists.
Yeah.
Not just lads who just rolled in.
They're not lads, they were the great players. They're the players, the greatest players the country's ever made.
Yeah. But you know my opinion on sports journalists. I always struggle with it. I'm like, just talk about the games. Was the games good? Was everyone good at playing?
I think they
games?
Should frame it more they as always have games to go into, and they're playing.
They have to go into, so 1999, the Berlin Wall came down, and of course the Iron Curtain. It's like, wait, just was the match
What's
good?
The score?
What was the score?
In culture today, there are many archetypes that we see represented in the football pitch. And is it a comment on society as a whole, the way the game is being played?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the better, you know, it's because it's fun, and football is a hobby and it's a fun game and we're all playing it and it's the most popular.
Football better than rugby, I'll say it.
Oh yeah,
I'll say it.
Yes. I prefer watching rugby. That's where I live now, I suppose.
No, you're just saying that because you know the in-laws will be listening.
I am.
Hi. They don't listen to this.
Well, I find that the juice is worth the squeeze in watching. Like I find that like there can be better upsets in rugby. I find that whoever's winning at halftime is normally the winner. Whoever you think is going to win is normally the winner. There's fewer goals than you think you're ever going to see. I find that people use football as an excuse to be cruel to each other and friends. And I find, why can you not be happy for your friend if their football team
typical
win?
Fucking Liverpool fan saying that. As an Arsenal, you're such a fucking little Liverpool red.
I am. I'm red. I bleed red. So, you know, through and through.
But, you know, as a born,
I have a tattoo of the
red Shelburne fan from the day I was born.
Okay. What's your German team?
FC Köln. And we are
what do you fucking call me?
Cologne.
Oh, Cologne, sorry.
Cologne.
And we are Cologne. Currently looking down the barrel of relegation. Not that anyone cares, but there you go.
Aww.
Yeah. But no, you're right. Yeah, football, because its culture has, you know, many different aspects to it. And like, it's sometimes people use it as an outlet for bad things, but it's also, it could be a positive thing, you know?
It's all, I do also appreciate that it is kind of an outlet for kind of the barbed kind of comments that we kind of want to say to people but don't really get an opportunity to.
Yes.
The kind of little, you know, primal tribalism that we have that we kind of are drawn to, but I'm not drawn to it
but
at
there's
all.
Something so
nice
fun about playing a football game with people. Like I play a five-a-side weekly and
how's your leg, by the way?
I'm still injured. No. I'm still out at the minute. As you know, most people in the Dublin five-a-side scene will be aware. Yeah. Because a lot less goals are being scored in Ringsend at the minute. serious lack of goals.
Ringsend deficit 2024.
But there's something fun about like meeting up with people and kind of talking to them in a way that you can't talk in any other way. Like you can't in work. I work in comedy and I can't like you know, let's say someone comes off the stage and bombs I can't go, you fucking idiot, you fucking idiot, you know, or you can't be like, you know, can't be competitive in an open way with other people. Like, that's not really appropriate in any other place. Whereas in football, you can kind of jokingly be competitive, but it's also serious. It's like if you score a goal, you can kind of go, yeah! Or if someone hacks you, you can go, what the fuck are you doing? Like, if people wrong you, you can just go up to them and say, what the fuck are you doing?
And
that
kind of
thing.
And it stays on the pitch.
And it stays on. And then at the end, you shake hands. You're friends. You almost appreciate that you did it. And there's not really, it's nice to have that space.
We need something. What we do?
I don't know. I do covet it. Yeah. I do covet the...
I covet my neighbor's wife and that.
I know you should not covet your neighbor's wife. Like, you shouldn't. But
it's,
I do.
Like, there's
10
things you can't do, and that's one of them.
That's one. 10, yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
And covet the house is also the other one. It's 20% is coveting the wife and house of all sins.
How many of the sins are we doing? Do you know?
How many are we doing? How many have we done?
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments. I take the Lord's name in vain.
Okay,
that's the first one.
I've stolen. I haven't murdered yet. Well, I've not murdered a human.
It doesn't say human. It says shall not kill.
Shall not kill.
Probably killed a few bugs.
You shall have no other gods before me.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I don't know.
I've done that.
I've had gods the other time.
You shall not make idols.
That's kind of the same
thing.
I used to
watch American Idols, like X Factor.
Gareth Gates. Not building. It's specifically don't build a big golden calf and think that's a god for a while Moses is up on the...
I haven't done that.
And I think Moses actually did that when he came back down with the commandments. He was all like, hang on a second, you made a fucking golden calf while I was gone?
Where
I'm
going to
write
gold?
That down.
We're in the middle of the desert.
I know.
Where did you get the very industrious?
They didn't have leavened bread then, but they had gold enough to make a calf.
You shall not take the Lord's name in vain. Okay, so far, done 2 out of 3. Mm. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Ooh.
I'm pretty good for not working on Sundays.
Well, they changed the Sabbath day. This is a whole weird thing. The Catholics changed it.
It's actually a new Sabbath now.
It's supposed to be the Saturday.
Sabbath is actually Wednesday.
Wednesday. The Jews and the Muslims, like, Friday is their day.
Oh,
isn't it?
No, I think Sunday. I think it's a weekend day.
Maybe the Jews is a Saturday.
So is Rebecca Black Muslim?
Not sure what Rebecca Black
Friday.
Is.
Friday.
No, you're not allowed to get down on Friday.
Oh, yes. Okay, so she would...
She would have said that, but it was actually her thing. It's quite the opposite. You've got to get down on Friday.
Got to eat pork on Friday.
Anyway, they just changed it. As if God's up there like, now come here, you know the Saturdays. You're not to do anything on that. And everyone's like, yeah, cool. And I was like, we'll just change the Sunday. I was like, yeah, cool. Okay, shut up. They never give it a rest.
Okay, number 5, honor your father and your mother. Absolutely. Honoring them, they're the best.
I have sworn at my parents via this actual podcast, so...
I've not done it all. I've not done it all the time.
Do you honor them, though?
Do I honor them? Yeah. And how I live.
Do I honor them?
I honor
them. Do you honor them, though?
I honor them in my actions. Yeah, they've permeated their morals and
in your thoughts
me,
and your words and what you've done and what you've failed to do.
Well, it's said and unsaid.
But I remember that was the
all
thing.
That is visible and not visible.
Oh, yeah. The new one.
Jeez, if we're not a misogynist podcast, we're a really holy one. I remember that was the big thing, though, with the priest was always like, before we went to confession, he was like, so if you have any sins, you know, like, did you make your mother cry? It was always, have you ever made your mother cry? And it's like, I feel like he really wanted some juice there. Do you know what I mean?
What did you do? He's a sick fetishist. He likes women's tears.
Did you make your mother cry?
Has she ever cried?
She ever cried.
Would she cry when she has her blood?
Okay.
Does she cry?
Number 6, you shall not murder.
Okay, I haven't done that.
Well,
I haven't murdered a man or woman or child, but I have killed mice, I've killed bugs, things like that.
I've killed a rat with a frying pan.
Nice.
Father, do bugs count? I don't think so.
Creepy crawlies.
I'd actually hate to murder someone. Like, I don't have it in me. Like, I'd hate to...
Of course! But like, I'd hate that. I'd hate that.
Father, when I cross the gates of heaven, thereupon shall I see the bugs too, walking hand in hand with fellow man. Will bugs be there, honoured?
There's a belief...
I don't know. We're always doing there.
I liked it, Killian. Okay. I liked that, what you were doing. Don't mind.
There's a belief, in really kind of like, I think it might be Hasidic Jews believe that, like, if you masturbate, is murder. And you actually... All the sperm you'll have to... meet and they become demons when you get to heaven. You'll have to
millions of demons.
I know.
Tony, I'd say you've committed genocide today already.
You can call me the Chris Columbus of wanking.
Okay. So
any more sins?
Oh yeah. Well, there is.
Adultery.
Coveting. Adultery. Bear false witness against your neighbor. What does that one mean?
Lie. Or to your is neighbor? It aiding and abetting?
Bear false witness.
I don't know. But it's important that you base your entire life around these things. Very important you root it in that.
Well, they're very clear.
More.
I don't think there's any room for manipulation or any room for anyone kind of like, you know, co-opting that in a negative or meaningful or harmful way.
No.
You know? No, I think we're doing pretty good. We're
so
boys.
Funny. Yeah. They teach those to kids. Like, little children, they're like, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. I think we can all understand that one. Isn't that right, Posh T? Kids are like, shh. What
and
is covet?
Commit adultery.
I kick my football.
Girls are icky though. So
I kick my football in my neighbor's garden. Is that coveting or?
We'll say nothing. Say this stuff to you and tell you nothing about it.
My little neighbor got Predator football boots and for Christmas, and I was like, I love them Predator football boots. That is coveting, myself.
That's coveting.
That's coveting. You shouldn't want anything. You shouldn't be jealous. FOMO
be coveting.
Is coveting.
This is how it's always been.
Double Love is a podcast in which we explore the strange and terrifying world of Sweet Valley High, book by book. Join me, Anna Carey.
And me, Karen Moynihan.
As we revisit one of the maddest series of books ever written, or ghostwritten.
If you ever read about Elizabeth and Jessica, the perfect blonde Wakefield twins, then you might enjoy listening to us absolutely tearing them to shreds. Affectionately, of course.
Of course. And even if you didn't, there's still plenty of drama, kidnapping, stolen boyfriends and school dances to entertain you.
Find us on the Headstuff Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm more of a JOMO kind of guy. What's joy missing out, guys.
Joy of missing out.
That actually looks like shit crack. So
we
haven't
drank now 2 weekends in a row.
That's good.
Yeah, and like I thought I would be feeling a lot better than this.
Oh, that's interesting.
I thought I would be feeling like I have the smugness at the top. I'm so smug,
bursting.
And I'm waking up Saturday morning, going to the shops,
secreting
getting the
smug.
Newspaper, not reading a word of it.
Yeah,
I feel really smug and great.
Putting it right in the green bin.
Yeah, just pop that straight in there. They're good for cleaning mirrors. Newspaper.
I was just going to say.
Very good for cleaning mirrors.
Just going to say, I learned that when I worked in the bar years ago.
They
are the
too.
Best thing to
they're
clean
good
the
for cleaning mirrors.
Was the newspaper.
Does the ink not get on the mirror?
No, Tony.
They're
no,
good.
Tony.
And there's no streaks.
No streaks.
There's no streaks.
That's it.
Yeah.
A guy I know did a streak at a FAI game and he got put on the sex offenders register.
Stop, that's terrible.
It's not awful.
I heard of one of a guy who put a bottle in his friend's bum or something, like his friend, but there was something, he also became a sex offender.
That's worse.
Oh, but it was all friendly, you know, it's
that's
not.
Worse.
Yeah.
Well, how is it
but
friendly?
He did a streaking and it became
he did a
permanent?
And he got put on it, yeah.
Not even like a 3-year job?
I don't know.
Do they do that? I don't know enough about sex offenders.
I like that Tony's was like, a guy did a streaking in the shame. He's like, I have a friend who assaulted someone.
It was in, he's not my friend, but it was in good fun, I believe. Anyway,
I hope it wasn't a wide mouth bottle. I wasn't a
bottle of BPM.
Yeah, a bottle of BPM. I hope it was
your
like.
Your man's whole intestines came right into the bottle.
Little Orangina, hopefully.
I don't know. Could you put the bottle into the bloody bottle machine?
I tell you, if that, I wouldn't want that back in circulation.
That's been going on so long. There are still some people whose only thing they have to talk about is the bottle return scheme, and I'm desperately sad for them.
When you don't
you
have
need
fucks to give, you have to give fucks somewhere. When you've run out of fucks, when things have become a bit too comfortable, you need fucks to
when
give.
When there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.
Alexander wept for there were no more fucks to give.
Yeah, I know, but like, imagine that's all you have.
I know. It will happen to you.
It won't happen to me.
It will. Oh my God. You're probably going to start writing notes and keeping track of fucks to give as you get older. It just happens.
It's terrible.
I know it is terrible.
Not having anything to talk about.
Some people's whole personality now is whatever is the latest thing to talk about.
You'll have a mortgage. You're almost close to paying it off. It's, you know, things are getting hopefully easier for you. You know, maybe there might be a couple of health things, but it'll be like once you've made your little domicile and once you have it all wrapped up in a nice, neat little package, and then all of a sudden you just see like the dog shitting outside your house. Do you know what I mean? Like these are the things that will become your mission for the year. That'll be the year of the van parked outside the house that your one wanted to get rid of. You know, these things become your mission at some point, and it'll happen.
I'm
it'll
still
happen
angry
you.
About that. You're right. That's I will remember this as the year that I was ran out of the place, my hometown.
Well, remember that when you're older and crotchety, and you're like, will you young people stop standing around shouting all the time? You know, just remember that, the sympathy that you want. Just, I'm just saying.
This is the existential part of the podcast, which we, of course, have an existential part of the podcast every single week.
We
like
do.
To just bring you guys outside and make sure that at least some people disassociate in whatever it is they're doing.
Disassociate from pure
boredom.
You
might be putting out the bins, and this is disassociation moment.
Disassociation corner.
Yeah, where we just get you to disassociate slightly.
Slightly for
me. And stand there and gaze at everything that you're seeing and just kind of like step back from it.
They should pick up your glass bottles, though. I hate going to the bottle bank. I despise it. There's a service that can come pick up the bottles, but I feel like, you know,
that's,
am I really going to do that?
Money, that's little chances.
I know, I know, but like, it's,
do you want us to collect your laundry?
There's
80 quid. Fuck off.
It's insane. Laundry's insane.
Clever little fuckers making up them things, I tell you.
They are.
Clever little whores.
I would like someone to do it. My side passage is now just a swamp of bottles.
Do you go to this? You've said this before. Do you go to a shop every week or thereabouts?
Terry would, and I wouldn't have her gorgeous, pristine, tiny little hands touch a filthy bottle. I'm sorry. It would break my heart if she picked up rubbish or did any of that. So it's on me, but I'm not doing it. So that's the way it's going to stay. Undone, because I'm stubborn. But I do need to figure out a way to get into the bottles and separating them. And then you accidentally throw like a clear one into the brown. You're like,
Too much about that. Don't worry about that.
And what about little swigs around the bottom?
Swigs?
Like a little swig, maybe. Well,
that's fine. That's fine. That will smash and go away.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Don't worry. I feel worried.
The thing about the a few weeks ago, you were talking about if you have a little bit of yogurt in the yogurt pot, all the recycling of the street is ruined.
Yeah,
is that true?
It's a bad system.
Yeah.
A greasy pizza box, you have to cut around the grease or it'll ruin the for the block.
That can't be true.
Good enough. That's not good
enough. That is true. You have to, you know, if you have an envelope from the bill, you have to take off the plastic window and put that in separate to the paper envelope.
But that's, no one's doing that.
I know, Gillian, I know.
So it's,
and it can't be on us. We've talked about this a few times. It can't be on us.
The government
are looking for more money.
So when
the government want the money. You think the government take the money from your 15 cent on your can and they put it in their pocket? What are you talking about?
But
this is why I think that you should
absolve. Into their pocket?
I think you should absolve yourself of some personal,
I think we should dissolve.
Dissolve the doll. No, you should absolve yourself of some of the guilt and just focus it. That's what I'm always saying. In the right direction. Stand outside the doll. Arm in arm.
You could be dead tomorrow.
So strong. Could be dead tomorrow. Like an Assyrian king.
Yes.
That's a reference.
Throwback to last week.
I think that is insane. And I really hope that that's not the case.
Can I say?
If that's the case, I have ruined many of the streets recycling.
I've been admiring your nails, the two of you, and you have perfectly manicured hands.
Are you joking me? Look at my nails. They're in bits.
Oh, one of them look good. Shane's look great.
Are you joking me? My nails are in bits.
Yeah,
I keep mine trim. I think it's an anxiety thing.
Are you in a fight club?
No, I just keep them trim. And I have to do it. Sometimes if I'm doing a big gig or something, I can't go to the gig until I cut my nails.
I keep my nails like that town in Meath.
Trim.
Number.
Trim.
Numbers.
I keep my nails number. I don't know how often I cut my nails. I never checked it. I've never
changes.
Sometimes I just feel them and I'm like, I can feel them now. And I have
once a month?
Jesus Christ.
Every 2 weeks?
But then I might be nibbling them. I've got a perfect technique for trimming my nails.
Shane is having a panic attack.
Is this where we've come to?
I have a perfect technique for trimming my nails with my teeth. So I'm not using those clippers. I can get it perfectly straight when I do it with my teeth. I don't bite my nails, but I do trim them with my teeth.
With your teeth.
Send this clip to the podcast awards. Send this clip in. Men should be talking about cutting their nails. That's true.
We're changing the conversation.
We're changing the conversation around nail trimming.
Every time.
So we're talking about the changing. The conversation previously was a conversation that didn't involve talking about chewing nails.
Every time we go to a new topic, we are men changing the conversation.
Trying to change that conversation.
There's a lad on social media who's trying to say a sentence that's never been said before.
Oh, that's fun. Good idea.
And he's like, I ordered 700 pounds of glue for my wagon wheel pizza that I fed to King Saladin.
That's good.
And then it's like, that sentence has never been said before. It's a completely original sentence.
Yeah.
Make up a new word there.
Gorgonzola.
That's a type of cheese.
Yeah, I thought it was new. I just was Gorgonzola.
Quenlip?
Quenlib.
That's good.
Quenlib sounds like a word. Do you know what?
Dickreen.
Some people used to do when they found out.
Quastool, I like.
Quastool. I was German, they would come up to me in primary school and they go, "Is this a word in German? Blah blah blah."
Oh yeah,
because kids kind of didn't understand like other language or something. They'd be like, "Is this a word in German? Nick nick nick," and I'm like, "No, it's not.
It's no,
like,
it's not.
You can't just say a word.
Peep 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 is a
peep peep peep. We've gone that. We haven't done the peep 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 in a while.
I think that's why we've been kind of a bit conflicty sometimes. I think we need to steady ourselves with a peep 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 at the start of the show.
We're having a leap. Yeah, we hold each other dear in our hearts. Yeah, we need to peep peep peep.
We do,
and we do hold each other dear in our hearts. We had a break there and I was devastated.
I missed you.
I missed it.
You're off to Australia now. I mean, you'll probably be back by the time this is out. But
I will be back by the time this comes out.
Yeah, but I'm going to miss you. That's a whole
I will
month.
Miss it.
I'll miss it
miss,
too.
And miss you both.
I'll miss you.
What'll I do there?
You're going to come back all highfalutin. You're going to come back with a new status, a new station.
What if I come back as like, if I take on some Australian things? I'm like,
really
are we
coffee?
Doing a podcast this over? Just little things. I'm bringing my own coffee. I'm bringing my AeroPress with me.
Really?
That's mm-hmm. nice.
They mm-hmm. love coffee in Australia. I don't know why it mm-hmm. is. But
they invented the flat white.
Did they?
Yes. Mm. Well, that's a bit New Zealand.
That's a bit New Zealand. Now you're New Zealand a bit tight. New Zealand's a bit tight. Like.
New Zealand. The is it bells. You or is it me? Shortland Street. Shortland Street, I don't think it's on TV anymore.
What's that?
Shortland Street was a New Zealand soap about people who worked in a hospital, and my granny would watch it. And she would also be able to watch what my granny could do, where you'd be in a house, right? And she'd be asleep, and you go, "Grant, we'll switch on the Den." Now, she let us watch a lot of Den.
Mm.
It's not, she wasn't an ogress. But, pausing there to laugh at ogress. But when you would change, and you had to press it on the television, there was no remotes in those days, Tony. Mm-hmm. She would go, "Leave that." She, no, while asleep, her eyes would be closed.
It's weird.
I don't know how she did
yeah,
it.
My dad
every time I went to my granddad's, he was watching some old black and white movie, and I'm like, "What channel is this?"
They're not on because then people are all dead.
Yeah, they are, or they're now. They're like, you know, the original Roadhouse or something. You know, or you know.
No, that is it is true.
I think
the channel is T.G. Cahir. I'm not sure, but like there's some station somewhere that I think only old men are able to tune into, and it's just constant. Like
he didn't have
Western.
Videos, he didn't have DVDs, and James Cagney would just be on the screen every the single day.
This is a great film. This is a great film.
This is a great film.
The television was beaming like his. It was directly beaming his brain's thoughts yeah. of what he wanted to do. It was like technology that hadn't even been invented yet.
Incredible.
But they'd been sitting on the couch so long that they had somehow telekinetically connected to the television, and was just beaming whatever film they wanted to do. It was just. It was actually being made up as you were watching it.
Mm.
Jimmy Cagney, I love that film when he's the lawyer. And
yeah,
I was very influenced by those films, like the Catherine Hepburn style films that my granny would watch.
Mm.
And I used to love. There was one film, whatever it was. I'd like to watch all films so I could find out. But the woman, if I may beat on your chest for a moment, Killian,
oh, yes.
She was hysterical, and she was like, "No, no, George, no, no!" And she was like beating on his chest, and he was like, "Pull yourself together," you know, slapped her across the face because she was hysterical.
I like
and I, as a kid, I was like. This is cinema. That is, this is the, what a, George, no, no, George, no, God damn you. And he's like, pull yourself together, toots.
I loved that. I would love to watch all films so that I could find
so
it.
I could find that film.
What is
I need to watch, okay, all
every,
films.
Every single film.
You could probably just Google Catherine Hepburn films.
Yeah, Catherine.
But I don't even know. I chose Catherine Hepburn as a shortcut. I don't know who it was.
I have to watch all the films.
You could ask ChatGPT what's the film where Catherine Hepburn beats in someone's chest.
And says, George.
Again, I don't know if it's Catherine Hepburn. Or I may have just invented this as a
Do you
a,
know how
own.
To Google? Do you say, "Hey, hi Google, Shane here. Listen, I've been looking for a film. It stars Catherine Hepburn.
Do you know how to listen? Because I've said a few times now that I don't even know if it was actually Catherine Hepburn who was in the film.
But Shane, okay,
a Catherine Hepburn type.
Catherine Hepburn hasn't been in that many films. So you could easily find the film.
I'm just sharing something with you as a little faggot awakening for me as a kid.
I didn't know it was gaping.
Sorry, we apologize. I'm a huge fan of the
Don't take our ally card away from us, please.
Yes.
Ally!
It's ally. It's actually ally pride as well. So it's kind of our thing as well, June.
When straight pride. Oh, there was a straight pride.
Was there?
I think they tried to do it.
It's called Christmas.
It's called the Orange Men March.
Orange Men.
Orange Men. It sounds so like cute, but it's terrifying sometimes, you know. Well, not really. I mean, it's mad how I'm kind of like identifying with some sort of like Catholic ideology when I don't really believe, you know, any of it. You know what I mean? I suppose looking at the history.
I'm there really liking your t-shirt, Tony. Sorry, did I interrupt there?
No, not at all. This is a t-shirt from Mark Jago's stack.
Can you explain this t-shirt? Because it says Jago, and then it's got a load of mushrooms on it.
It's got a lot of mushrooms. Mark Jago, we were at a stag do. We had a t-shirt made. It's got mushrooms. He's into, not the magic type, he just grows fungus, and it has cryptids on it, and it has words. It was in September 2023, and that's made of a kind of a rainbow cum.
Did we do Celebrity Gogglebox the day after that?
We did.
Yes.
Oh. I was really annoying to them because I was like, I'm going to be so hungover. So I was really annoying the research. I was like, can I see the clips ahead of time? And they were like, no. And I was all
the,
like,
what did they say in the history of Gogglebox globally? That's never been done.
Yeah, that's never done. Yeah. And I'm like, ah, please, you know, because they changed the date to because they couldn't figure it out. And
no,
I was
it was
like,
because of Kerry Katona.
Kerry, okay, well, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Fair enough. She's
Kerry Katona changed the date. Yeah. So I was like, that is, I'm going to have to leave the stag early. And they're like, I know, I'm sorry. And I'm like, all right, well, look, I'm going to be hungover. And like, I know, I'm sorry. Can I see the clips ahead of time? That's never in the history of the global TV show I've ever been done.
TV people don't care. They have this thing where they've switched off their human ability to care about anything that you say or feel or do. And they're just we're getting this done. And they'll come into you and go, do you mind if we just put up a light? You're like, yeah, grand, go ahead. And then suddenly they've knocked down the wall between two rooms.
Yeah.
And they've like redone your flooring.
It has to happen.
They're like, yeah, we did that. And it's like, oh, okay. I cut your plant. It was annoying, so I cut it down.
We're getting a bit of a shear off your top. Can you just take that off in your underwear?
Yeah,
as well?
Yeah.
And it's very just kind of like, okay.
Could you show us your, sit there nude with your tiny, you know.
They're very good, and they'll park
in places they shouldn't park. They're just cool. They just have to get it done.
Yeah.
Did you see there was a big crowd at the Mushrooms funeral? There was a huge turn up.
The mushroom.
Okay. A farmer died.
Okay.
There wasn't mushroom in the church because there was a huge turn up.
That's
the priest said, "Let us pray."
That's fun.
Let us.
That's very good.
I feel like there's more.
The eulogy was quite funny because he was actually quite a fun guy.
Oh, okay.
Back to mushroom.
The mushroom. Yeah.
Sorry, I derailed.
Our rails, train.
No.
They were off the rails.
They were off the rails.
That was Liz Bonin. What's she at now? She's a scientist. Okay, great. Science. And science is coming under attack at the moment. Lately, I've noticed that. And of course, with the conspiracy theories. And I mean, so many conspiracy theories. I mean, recently with Kate Middleton, of course, she had cancer. And I mean, the rates of cancer, what's that going to do?
Kate Middleton did.
What's it going to do? Kate Middleton currently has cancer.
Tony,
did you not miss that? That was ages ago.
What? Are you joking?
Ages ago was the biggest thing that happened all year. Well, no, there's terrible more things happening, but there was a big pop news story.
Are you joking? You didn't find out about that?
She went missing.
Oh my. This is weird. This is so old. It's actually old news.
I was in Malaga.
No, it was before you were in Malaga. It was ages ago.
She had a tummy bug.
No, so she had major. I can't believe we're
what's going
major
on.
Abdominal. This is like, oh my god, she had major abdominal surgery.
You don't know this. Yeah.
Which went well, was successful.
Great.
Anyway, then she revealed.
No, start. So there was a pandemic.
okay, so.
So the British.
William of Orange.
William of Orange. Start.
War of the Roses.
So the British have a constitutional monarchy.
Okay, Battle of Clontarf. Let's see.
Battle of Clontarf. We start there. So the Vikings came to Ireland. They had longboats.
No, hang on. There was God on the sixth day created man, and from his rib he made a woman.
Okay, so starting from there.
Kate Middleton is a woman.
Kate Middleton was made out of William's rib.
Okay.
And then she was like, I'm starving, I'm going to eat this apple. Anyway, she ate apple, and then, of course, what happened? Like, get out of the garden.
Do you know what? If God took my rib to make a woman, I probably wouldn't hook up with her because I'd probably just be giving myself a blowy.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to go to the side because you didn't take the pair of ribs. You
actually need to roll back on your shoulders and have the gravity of your legs.
Hold on. This is, you must, you're one of the, I'd say you're
I cannot believe you don't know.
Like, globally, you're in a very small percentage of people who didn't know this. That was the culmination of that whole story.
Was it?
It was
so she went and had surgery, right? You knew that bit.
Yes.
Major lung surgery, and then they're like, "That's fine."
And she's gone missing.
And she's off to Easter, right? Easter was coming up soon, and everyone's like, "She's gone missing." They made up a whole thing about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're still doing it, by the way. They're still talking about that months
conspiracy.
Later.
Conspiracy.
But then she was like, she made a video. She did her hair lovely, and she sat down in some near some trees, and she said, "Well, the truth is, I have cancer, and we had to wait and see for my because I have young kids and all." And everyone's like, "All right, fair enough. Okay, grand."
Well. Yeah,
I can't believe you missed.
But
that.
No, you're missing out on the kind of cultural aspect to it, though, which was Kate Middleton was missing, so to speak.
Yes, I remember that.
So
and there was a Katie Holmes.
There was a lot of like conspiracy theory going on. Like we, you know, a lot of like people, luckily none of us, but a lot of people were doing like really funny conspiracy. Like Dublin Airport got in a lot of trouble because they like did a really bad Photoshop of Kate and William in Dublin Airport in the arrivals.
They're trying to be Ryanair.
And saying, oh, look who's spotted here today, or whatever. Everyone doing a lot of kind of, let's say, tasteless in hindsight. But
then
at
it's
the
not
time,
tasteless.
And, yeah, yeah. But at the time, fine. And then it turned out she has cancer and is dealing with that. But so everyone who had previously made these tweets about thing was just like,
oh.
And there was kids online. I saw lots of people on TikToks who were pressured to apologize for their jokes in like before they knew that she had cancer.
That's yeah,
it.
Oh, wow.
It was a really fun story. I did jokes about it because I was like, I didn't get involved in any conspiracy theories until now. And I was like, I was doing jokes on stage, and then they had that one of he's having an affair with the Marchioness, you know. Mm. And I was like, then of course the Marchioness, I knew it. I was doing fun jokes with this. Like,
the Marquis of Salamis,
just as I suspected. And it was like, I'd never heard of someone before, didn't know she existed until this afternoon. But now I'm like, he's obviously having an affair with her because her babies are they're actually to the throne. Mm. Anyway, I think it's weird that you missed that. I wonder what you were doing.
I was off TikTok for a week.
The news.
I wasn't watching the news.
What were you doing?
Probably just eating grilled prawns all week.
Have you achieved?
Is this about Malaga? This isn't about Malaga.
Have you achieved?
Was it not while I was in Malaga?
This is way before.
No,
you were
it
in
wasn't
Malaga.
Why are you talking about Malaga all the time?
I don't know. I think
that go.
Yeah, literally.
I think my algorithm just gave up on it. It was popping up, and I wasn't watching. I don't watch the news, and I don't read the news.
Do you know the way?
Right. Okay, well, that's the answer.
Do you know the way there's that episode of The Simpsons with Mr. Bean. No, Mr. Byrne.
There's Mr. Bean.
That's the crossover we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Byrne, and he's so ill, but he has all the illnesses.
Mr. Burns. His father.
Mr. Byrne.
Please. Mr. Byrne is my father.
Yeah.
He's so sick.
That was excellent,
Shane. Oh, wow. I can't even, it's not even a good analogy. But
Dad,
basically,
Adam Gay, that's
there's
excellent.
So much.
Don't, he still doesn't know that. Don't tell him. Go on. Mr. Byrne.
He's so ill, but so many illnesses are trying to get in.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That they can't
perfect
get in, you know, and they try to push it through.
Yes.
I think that's like what it is with conspiracy theory and Tony's algorithm. It's like there are so many conspiracy theories that they can't, like the Kate Middleton ones.
And your willingness
to
believe them.
And his willingness to.
Maybe.
Or consider them.
What was it replaced with in my algorithm?
So he has pure truth on his algorithm, actually.
Must just be pure truth. Now, there's no UFOs. I don't know. I don't know how I missed it.
Who were the pyramids built by, Tony?
The aliens.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. Well, how do you make zero gravity technology? How do you bring rocks from a quarry hundreds of miles away? I know slavery. Don't say slavery, but something else.
They roll them on tree trunks.
Yeah, I know that, but that's still a monumental task. No, I don't believe. The thing I don't believe about Egypt is that I don't believe they have the date right. Because there's some Egyptologists, there's some geologists who say that when you look at the erosion on the Sphinx nose and the Sphinx face, that it shows that there's been rainfall in, and there wasn't actually any rainfall in that time when they say it actually would have been from 7,000 years before. So it's not like, it isn't like 5,000 years old, it's like 13,000 years old.
So you're saying the only thing this country has that Newgrange predates the pyramids is we don't have that.
I love that you can just, there's dolmens around and you can just like walk up to our dolmens. Like there's some that are like guarded off like Newgrange, and there's other dolmens that are like
in an estate.
Yeah.
There's one in Ballybrack.
Yeah. There's one. There's an actual really old dolmen in Phoenix Park.
Yeah.
There's one in Larch Hill.
Yeah, it's great.
For the scouts.
I love that we just have
it's
our dolmens.
It's called the Dolmen Field.
Yeah.
What are they built by? Well, I mean that one's obvious.
Just big buff druids.
Big buff lads.
Big buff.
Stone lifting has come back into popularity. Though.
I'd like to get into that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Is that a new thing?
Yeah, lifting up stones. It's pretty cool.
I was watching.
There's a lad who does it. He picks up the stones and he's just, it's pretty cool.
No, because I got turned off by some of those videos of people doing that kind of stuff and then both nostrils bleed. And I'm like, I don't want to.
Mm. I was watching this guy on TikTok and he was like, he was talking about like, I find the perfect balance of stones. And he was like on the beach, like putting up stones. And then he was trying to get big stones to balance them. And he was at it for hours, but he had a kind of like a time lapse of him balancing all these stones.
Mm.
And then I commented underneath, Dad, I have a job. I didn't get any likes. Doom, 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 doom. Oh, well, look, we've had a wonderful time today. What have we learned? Well, we don't need to talk about that either. But
did
look,
we really need, I think maybe I drank too much coffee this morning and we really went off on one.
I was enjoying it, though.
Yeah, but I think it's authentic. We were talking about things that we talk about, and I think that's what people want from
people
podcasts.
People search for authenticity.
Young, genuine guys.
Young, genuine guys.
Genuine guys.
Hey,
See, I'm genuine, guys.
I'm genuine, guys.
We're from Genoa.
Anyway, please do, if you enjoy this podcast, give it a 5 stars and subscribe to it. And also subscribe to Head Stuff Plus, where you get a bonus podcast every single week. And it's not as long, but it's juicier. The stuff that does be on in there, oh my God, it would make you sick, horny, and bereft all at once. I tell you, you should really subscribe to it. You have to, actually.
Legally.
Yes, sorry, we forgot to mention that. We did a new legislation that was brought in by the new the TikTok Taoiseach said that you have to legally subscribe to the podcast that you're listening to at this very moment, which is this one. So you go to Head Stuff Plus and then you get an extra bonus. You get bonus content. You also get access to all of Head Stuff Plus's podcasts, which includes Tony's Man Shouts at Cloud podcast.
Equivalent, yeah. More or less.
Which is very good.
Into the vacuum space, hoping that it's funny. And it is! Anyway, we're all on tour, apart from Killian, but you can catch him at a lot of gigs. He's around, he's performing a lot.
I'm the support queen at the moment.
You are the support queen.
I'm supporting left, right, and centre. I'm supportive and supporting.
And you might even see him with me on tour. I just need to give you some dates on that.
I booked you in June, May and June, so you need to be available for those.
Oh, ladies, please. No, we'll sort that out, and you guys can talk to my agent, who's also your agent, and we'll sort that out.
It might be easier if I get onto you directly. Anyway, but look, thanks very much for listening. Go to our socials for all our details, and please join the at YHGpod on Instagram. Don't Google the name, just look up YHGpod if you don't want to be put on any kind of register for streaking or anything like that in nature.
And you can send us DMs on the Instagram as well.
Yeah, and voice notes. We do like them, if they're good. If you've got a nice voice. If you've got a rotten voice, just shouldn't be speaking at all.
That's true.
Keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Such as TikTok Taoiseach.
Yes, actually. That's not a great...
Pretty gross voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
They're attractive.
They are very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh, my. Is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com. If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.